Hey, welcome to Christ United Methodist Church. No matter who you are or where you're at, whether you're up early or out late, we pray this message is right on time. Thanks for tuning in.
If you'd please stand for our New Testament lesson found in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Hope upon hope. The second verse of that hymn, the hymn by Natalie Sleeth. Natalie Sleeth was the president of West Virginia Wesleyan College's wife. And as her husband had cancer and was dying, she penned the words to this hymn as her song, Hymn of Promise. But the words for this morning that stood out for me are, there's a song in every silence seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. Hope does not disappoint us. When I lived in Boston in my 20s, and I got on the T, which is equivalent to a subway in the Boston system, there was a street lady every morning as I winded my way down to the T to go to work, singing. She had a blinking hat on her head. She always had on bright purple clothes. She had a basket sitting there for her money. And she was always singing the same song. Can you imagine what it was, this homeless woman sitting there, shedding light in the T system? You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. And the middle verse, to illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? Man, they said, we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between. That song was written in the 1940s. And as I read about the song, I had to do a little research on it. The author said that he penned those words after he heard a sermon on hope. So maybe today you'll go home and write a song after your sermon on hope. How about it, Harold? In life, to me, there seems to be a lot of in-between times. Those who live in the land of positive thinking and positives, we are always looking on the sunny side of life, right? Many of us, the glass half full. And then there are those who are more like an Eeyore, looking on the negative side. Oh dear, what can we do? What have we done? The sky is falling, the sky is falling. Calling out the negative in most situations. But most of us don't, every day we sort of live somewhere in the in-between. Don't mess with it, Mr. In-Between. But that's where most of us live, because life is like a roller coaster, the ups and downs, the good times, the bad, the suffering, the pleasure. I've been a United Methodist pastor since 1991, serving most of my ministry outside the walls of the local church. Lots of places of in-between, lots of times of in-between. 13 years at West Liberty Campus, 10 years now at Valley Hospice. Chaplaincy is sort of an in-between world where the church and the world meet. And then I get to be the representative of the church. Too many people who never go to church or people who have left the church for a multitude of reasons. On campus, I met those folks. In my life at Valley Hospice, I meet those folks. On campus, young adults searching for identity in the midst of growing up, finding their place in the world, asking, who am I? Where do I belong? Where is God? Why am I here? In the wilderness, often seeking a place to land, a time of ambiguity and searching, growing pains. Where was the positivity in those days? Where was the hope? I believe I saw it every day. In fact, here this morning at the early service, we had 30 young people who spent the night in our church. And as you can see, they cleaned up very well this morning before they left, but they slept on our floors and they enjoyed the beauty of our church as they rested before going on to a mission trip. And they pretty much filled this congregation at the early service. And the energy of those young people, I love that. And I miss that about being on a college campus, that energy that comes forth being in service. That to me is hope. Hospice, end of life care, hope in finding completion of tasks at the end of life, continuing to live till we die, making peace, sometimes not, with estranged relationships with family and others, trying to live and find hope in the last days of life, hope in life, in death, in life beyond death, the work of hospice. Chaplaincy, the in-between world, living in that wrestling between church and the world. As John Wesley said, where the world is our parish. One of my favorite saints has written these words, all shall be well, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. And I think that's my mantra. So the lady with the blinking hat in the subway, she resonated with me. I always try to look for the positive in life. Today I would like to assert that shall, the word shall, is the verb of hope. Then death shall be no more. Mourning and crying shall be no more. Then shall my eyes behold him. Then his kingdom shall come. The trees of the wood shall sing for joy. Shall, the word of people of hope. The past and the future, memory and expectation, remembering and moving to hope. To have faith is to remember, to wait, and to live in hope. May we all become people of the word shall. As the great spiritual song went, we shall overcome someday. We shall, living in hope. In our United Methodist Church, this week, the United Methodist Church was gathered in Buchanan. And as we all know, that the United Methodist Church is in a time of discernment and transition. Where is our future? What will we be? How can we hang together? Where is our hope? And there will be a report next week on what happened this week at the West Virginia Conference. But my prayer for our church is that in times of radical change, that there is sometimes a breaking forth of the Spirit, that ultimately in that breaking forth of the Spirit, all shall be well. The world is a troubled place, conflicts at every turn. There is no safe haven for our children. Violence in homes, in schools, in churches, in mosques, in synagogues, in movie theaters, open-air concerts in our neighborhoods. Where is our hope? The opioid crisis claiming more and more lives each day in our community, our state, our nation. West Virginia ranking number one in deaths. Where is our hope? Our nation is divided along political lines, religious lines, racial lines, socioeconomic lines, lifestyle and identity lines, family lines, gender lines. I could go on and on and on at our divisions. Where is our hope? In our nation and in our world now, country against country, who's in, who's out, refugees, immigrants, starving people, hungry people, hurting people, people at war, people fighting for resources, where is our hope? How shall we live in hope and believe that all shall ultimately be well? How do we live today in these times of unrest, uncertainty, and struggle and division? How do we live into that and remain a people of hope? As people who follow Jesus, we are people of hope. For the scripture today said, suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Hope does not disappoint us. William Barclay said, when one's hope is in God, it cannot turn to dust and ashes. When one's hope is in God, it cannot disappoint. When one's hope is in the love of God, it will never be an illusion. For God's love is an everlasting love. So we hope, we sit, we wait. Some of us singing in subway stations, some of us singing in choirs, singing on the streets, trying to find our place of hope. And we sing on. Seems wherever Jesus went, people felt the presence of hope. Time and again, we see Jesus welcoming the outcast, healing the sick, restoring those who were afflicted, freeing people from shame and the past, offering love, offering grace, offering hope. Jesus comes to give us hope, to liberate us from the past, liberating those who are blind from their darkness, liberating the lame from their immobility, the sick from disease, the possessed from madness. He shattered the bonds of custom and class and broke open old structures of legalism. He summoned the dead to life, transformed water into wine, announced deliverance to the captives, and sets at liberty those who are oppressed. And now as we gather as Christians, we come to a table, as we as Methodists gather and around the world, where all are welcome. And he reminds us, Jesus reminds us, all shall be well. I say to you today, if you're discouraged, hang on. If you're at an in-between time in your life, hang on. If you sit in darkness and look for the light, hang on. Remain positive in the faith. It doesn't mean we give up or give in or walk away. It means we work for God's justice and righteousness and peace to create a world where all can be well, to be a world where we will offer hope to all. After my sermon this morning, someone came up to me, and I asked her if it was okay to say this, but her mother is one of my hospice patients, and she's been a nurse in a nursing home for a while now. And the daughter said to me as she was leaving, "You know, my mother is in an in-between time. Her quality of life is just not there. There is not much to look forward to every day but the next meal and a nap, and hopefully some people to come and visit. Her mother is in an in-between time." But the daughter said, "I still continue to live in hope. I continue to live in hope." Hope means that God is with us, God is for us. Our past need not limit our future. God's love has been unleashed and unleashes us to our greatest potential. For those of us who live in those in-between times, ultimately hope does never disappoint us. The scripture says God's love is poured into our hearts. So as we live in hope and God's love poured into our hearts, do not despair at the world's injustice, suffering, hurt, or pain. I can pray that I will continue to be like the homeless woman who sings, accentuate the positive, as I walk into this world that is always the Mr. In Between. Accentuating the positive, living in hope, all shall be well, I do believe it. God is in control. May we all seek to be instruments of God's faith, hope, and love, for God calls us to be beacons of hope and to walk forward in faith and love. May it be so.
On behalf of all of us here at Christ Church, I want to thank you for hanging out and tuning in. Continue to check us out online, but better yet, we'd love to have you worship with us on Sunday mornings, starting at 8:30 a.m. in the chapel or 11 o'clock in our main sanctuary. Until then, may God bless you so that you can bless others.